Well, the first round of the Masters is in the books. Yesterday in Augusta, Georgia, England's Lee Westwood fired an opening round 4-under 68 and holds a one-shot lead over South Africa's Louis Oosthuizen and Sweden's Peter Hansson. Tiger Woods opened with an even par 72. Three-time winner Phil Mickelson is at 2-over. To the NBA last night in Orlando. Carmelo Anthony scored 19 points. Tyson Chandler dropped in 12 as the Knicks beat the Magic 96-80. Orlando's fifth straight loss comes on the heels of head coach Stan Van Gundy saying he'd heard from top team officials that Dwight Howard had asked that he be fired. In Chicago, Luol Deng netted 26 points as the Bulls rolled over the Celtics 93-86. Elsewhere, the Clippers downed Sacramento 93-85 and Detroit dumped Washington 99-94. To the ice last night in Philadelphia, Matt Reed's third-period goal snuffed out Buffalo's playoff aspirations as the Flyers eliminated the Sabres 2-1. Elsewhere, Washington clinched a playoff berth with a 4-2 win over playoff-bound Florida. Columbus knocked out Colorado 5-2. Playoff-bound San Jose skated past Los Angeles 6-5 in a shootout. Pittsburgh dumped the Rangers 5-2. New Jersey doubled up Detroit 2-1. Toronto topped Tampa Bay 3-2. The Islanders outlasted Winnipeg 5-4. Carolina clipped Montreal 2-1 in a shootout. Boston defeated Ottawa 3-1. Minnesota dropped Chicago 2-1. Calgary rallied to beat Vancouver 3-2. Nashville blanked Dallas 2-0. And Anaheim edged Edmonton 3-2. To college hockey, where the magical ride for Schenectady, New York's Union College has ended. Yesterday in Tampa, Ferris State beat Union 3-1 to advance to the NCAA Frozen Four finale. In the other semifinal matchup, Boston College breezed past Minnesota 6-1. BC and Ferris State will play for the NCAA title tomorrow night. To baseball, and in the longest opening day game in Major League history, J.P. Arencibia's three-run homer in the 16th inning sent Toronto to a 7-4 win over Cleveland. In Detroit, Austin Jackson's walk-off single in the ninth lifted the Tigers to a 3-2 win over the Red Sox. In New York, Johan Santana worked five scoreless innings of two-hit ball as the Mets opened with a 1-0 win over Atlanta. Elsewhere, the Dodgers downed San Diego 5-3, Cincinnati shut out Miami 4-0, Washington beat the Cubs 2-1, and Philadelphia blanked Pittsburgh 1-0. The Yankees kick off their 2012 campaign this afternoon against the Rays, CC Sabathia and James Shields. And in college basketball news, Syracuse center Fab Melo plans to enter the NBA draft. I'm Tristan O'Neill, WAMC News.